I've been using and recommending Malwarebytes for years. Right now, you've got an opportunity to get a lifetime license for the paid version before they switch to an annual subscription payment model. I'll give you all the details right here. And also, I've got some updated news about CryptoLocker and the next big ransomware virus that's about to hit the internet in a big way.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey, thanks for joining me today. This is The Computer Tutor Podcast. My name is Scott Johnson, and in this podcast, I try to show you how to do things on your computer and how to best protect your computer, which is what today is about. I do computer repair here in Florida, and by remote access, I work with clients all over the country, and I've been doing this since 1999. If I can help you with your computer, give me a call, 727-254-9078, or just email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And a reminder, a lot of people have now signed up for my Monday morning email, but what about you? Sometimes I include stuff in the email that I don't talk about here on the podcast, so I encourage you to go over to my website, sign up. After all, it doesn't cost anything, and you can unsubscribe anytime. And when you sign up, I'll send you my 30-page guide called PC Lockdown, How to Keep Your Computer and Data Secure. That's totally free just for subscribing. And today's computer tip can be seen at my website at computertutorflorida.com/079. So let's get started. You know, there are a few programs that I always recommend to my clients. In fact, every once in a while, I'll do a Monday blog post and podcast about all the software that I recommend. I haven't done one of those in a while, so I'll probably do one here pretty soon. And I don't recommend anything unless I use it myself. After all, you know, I'd look kind of silly if I endorsed a particular product and then I couldn't help my clients with getting it set up and actually using it. One of the programs that I've been using for many years is called Malwarebytes Anti-Spyware. That's spelled with a Y. That's Malwarebytes. This program has been around for a long time, and I use it because it does a great job. They offer two options with this software. You can get the free version, and it is completely free. You just download it and install it. But in order to use it, you have to manually run it to do a scan on your computer. It'll scan all your files, then you can delete any bad stuff that it finds. But then it won't do anything again after that until you manually run it again to do another scan. I highly recommend getting the paid version. Now, the advantage of the paid version is that it runs all the time. So rather than just removing bad stuff that's gotten into your computer, it will actually prevent a lot of that stuff from coming in the first place. So it's proactive in keeping your computer clean. And another feature is that it will block you from accidentally clicking through to an infected or malicious website. It just helps you stay out of trouble. In my business, I am constantly repairing computers that have been infected with malicious software. And in many cases, I know that if the person using that computer had been running the paid version of Malwarebytes, they wouldn't have had the problems that they hired me to take care of. So instead of paying $25 one time to prevent the problem, now they're paying me $90 an hour to fix the problem. So that $25 would have been a really good investment because it would have paid for itself and actually saved them money in the long run. So as you can tell, I'm a big fan of Malwarebytes, and I think you should have the paid version on your computer. But the company that makes and distributes Malwarebytes is about to change their pricing structure. This is the first time they've ever done this. As I said, up till now, you've been able to pay $25 one time and have a lifetime license. In fact, you could even use that same license when you replace your computer so you wouldn't have to buy it again. Now, that price plan, in my opinion, is way underpriced, and it's about to go away. Malwarebytes is getting ready to introduce version 2 of their program, and with that, they're going to switch to an annual subscription model. Now, I think this is actually a good thing for everyone. Here's why. First, it costs money to continue to update software like this, and they update their malware information just about every day. Second, having a more predictable and continuous stream of revenue means they're a lot more likely to stay in business for years into the future, and we all benefit by them staying in business. And finally, the new annual subscription is going to cover three computers instead of just one. So at some point in the very near future, Malwarebytes is going to cost $25 per year to protect three computers. And in my opinion, that's still a very fair price because it's a great program. However, right now, just as I published this on Monday, February 17, 2014, you can still buy the $25 lifetime license for Malwarebytes. Just go to computertutorflorida.com/malwarebytes, and you'll be offered the price that has been the price for many years. And full disclosure, that link is an affiliate link. That means if you buy through that link, they'll pay me a small commission for referring you to them. So if you do that, I appreciate it. Now, the question has come up. If you buy the lifetime license now for $25, do you still get the upgrade to version 2 of the program when they release it? Or do you have to start paying the annual subscription for that? Well, that's more good news, because even if you get the lifetime license now, you will still get that upgrade so you can use version 2 without paying any more money. If this seems like a really good deal, that's because it's a really good deal. Personally, I've stocked up on a few of the lifetime licenses myself because I know they're going to be in demand after the pricing structure changes. So this is your opportunity. This is software that you should have on your computer anyway, so just get it now while you only have to pay a single one-time charge. One more time, that link is computertutorflorida.com/malwarebytes. And incidentally, you might want to check out the other software that this same company offers. They have some great tools that can find rootkits and get rid of malware in your registry and all kinds of other stuff. And a good portion of their software is actually free. And as you might guess, all of their software is free from any type of nasty stuff that you would normally expect to find in free programs. This is a great company providing a much-needed product to us as computer users, so I'm excited to see them continue to succeed. Hey, you remember a little while back I told you about a new type of virus called ransomware? And the virus itself that got everyone's attention was CryptoLocker, and it's still getting everyone's attention. That's the virus that gets on your computer and encrypts all of your personal files, like documents, pictures, emails, and then it demands that you pay money within a certain amount of time to get the decryption key to get your files back. In the beginning, the dollar amount was $300, which was, you know, it's substantial, but it's not going to break you. I just heard last week that the amount being demanded now is around $2,500 to $3,000. And, you know, people that get the virus and don't have a backup, they have to either come up with that money or lose those files forever. There's a law firm in North Carolina that got hit with CryptoLocker, and they lost virtually everything. Here's the story. This was published in computerworlduk.com. Here's how it reads. A small U.S. law firm has bravely admitted losing its entire cache of legal documents to the CryptoLocker Trojan, despite attempting to pay the ransom in a bid to have them unscrambled. According to TV reports, the Goodson Law Firm in Charlotte, North Carolina, became the latest victim of a malware menace that was custom written to get ransom money from precisely this type of relatively cash-rich but time-poor firm. The email infected a company server holding thousands of important documents after an email with malicious attachment was mistaken for a message sent from the firm's phone answering service. That error left every single document used by the firm on its main server in an encrypted state. That includes Word, WordPerfect, and PDF files. After IT staff were unable to make any headway against the malware's encryption, Goodson tried to pay the ransom, but discovered that the grace period had expired, so they lost everything. So think about this now. This is a law firm, apparently a pretty good-sized firm. They have thousands of documents stored on their server, which they actually depend on for their day-to-day business, and they're big enough to, they even have IT people on staff, but they didn't have an off-site backup? That is truly incredible. And, you know, now there are new variations of the CryptoLocker virus starting to show up. These are the copycat scammers who are just jumping on the bandwagon because of the huge amounts of money being made from it. There's one that you're going to be hearing about. It's called PowerLocker. It works kind of in a similar fashion to CryptoLocker by encrypting all the documents and pictures and emails, etc. But it's added a few new features that take this type of virus to the next level. First of all, after encrypting your files, it creates a second desktop in Windows, and it prevents you from switching away from it. It's also able to detect if it's being run in a virtual machine or in a debugging environment, and this is to prevent security researchers from analyzing it. But, you know, the thing that will make PowerLocker the quote-unquote next big thing, so to speak, is the way it will be distributed. CryptoLocker was coded for a specific small group of people who then worked on getting it into the wild and into people's computers. PowerLocker is using a different business model. It's being created with the idea of being sold to many groups of cyber criminals, and each one of them will push it out to personal and business computers. It's kind of like this. Say you have a product to sell. For example, let's say you invent a great new candy bar. Now, your friends and family say it's amazing and that you should sell it. Well, you could just try to contact as many people as possible and sell those candy bars directly to them, and you'll probably make some money. That's kind of what CryptoLocker Group has been doing with their virus. But what if you contacted all the grocery stores and convenience stores in the country and had them selling your candy bar to their customers? The increase in distribution would be exponentially greater. That's what the PowerLocker creators are planning. It's going to be big. The problem of ransomware is going to be around for a long time. So if you haven't got a strategy for protecting your important files, now's the time. Well, that's it for this week. As always, I'll see you back here next Monday morning with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.